Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the meantime, I'm expecting an offensive shootout on Sunday afternoon. Let's see what Carmen Vitale thinks from Fox Sports. And a good afternoon, Carmen. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Hi, guys. Good to hear from you.
It's good to talk to you here on the broadcast on your home of the Cowboys. Now, at 0-2, how are Bears fans feeling about this game? Is there any confidence left in them in Chicago?
Oh, you know, the pendulum swings in every direction, right? They're off-season champs 3 years in a row. Everybody's really optimistic. They go get the highly touted head coach, and everything's going to be great right away. Meanwhile, I'm trying to preach patience to everybody. No one wants to hear it. So, yeah, everybody's kind of I think the whole city is a little deflated right now.
How are they feeling about the new coach?
So, honestly, Ben Johnson has laid the groundwork from day one of what he wants this team to be, what he wants the culture to be, and what struck me the most about, you know, being with this team in the offseason, preseason, and now that we're into the regular season, the messaging has been consistent across the board, and it's that they want to be a physical team, and they have an incredible attention to detail, and they just have to want it more, and I think that the fact that the messaging is the same no matter who you talk to is a vast improvement over last year. I just think that, you know, they have to trust the process a little bit. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. They overhauled so much on both sides of the ball under Ben Johnson that this is going to take some time to catch on, and I don't know if 3 weeks is quite enough time.
All right, so, Carm, what's going on with Jalen Johnson, their star corner, and the current status of that secondary? Because if this is going to be a shootout, I'm hoping CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens can get some positive matchups.
Yeah, so today Ben Johnson got to the podium at Hallis Hall, and he declined to say anything official about Jalen Johnson. But, you know, the word is that he is out an indefinite amount of time. We should not expect him for this game against Dallas at the very least. Bears fans, I know, are hoping it's not season-ending, but that's not something that, you know, the Cowboys are going to have to contend with. And now that Dak Prescott has more options, it's going to be a tough task for this Bears secondary that's down a couple players.
What is going on with this run game, Carmen?
That's a great question, honestly. You want DeAndre Swift to be that kind of three-down back for you, if he actually can be. I think you saw some good things in the season opener against Minnesota, and it kind of seemed like he heard you when you know, all those doubts about if he could actually be on the field for all three downs and do all the different things and run between the tackles. And when the offensive line was opening up lanes for him and early on in that game, it looked really good. On top of that, you have the seventh-round rookie in Kyle Manungai that Ben Johnson has done nothing but praise throughout this entire preseason. He said that last week he needed to get him the ball a little bit more. That didn't quite work against Detroit's defense. I don't know that it'll work against the Cowboys' defense either, but between the running backs and even the tight ends, Ben Johnson talks about wanting to get those guys more involved as well. I think that that's what they're going to try to do, attack those short to intermediate areas of the field and try to kind of dink and dunk their way down the field against the Cowboys.
Hey, Carm, I kind of feel like that just watching your tape, that Ben Johnson's kind of helped Caleb Williams a little bit. I mean, the ball is, and you talk about the dink and dunk, but him, Roma Duzzi, the ball going down the field, the routes down the field a little bit more. I know the protection's been sometimes a little crazy, but I kind of feel like that Ben Johnson's helped Caleb Williams a little bit through two games here.
I agree, and I really think that there has been incremental progress. Is it a finished product? By no stretch of the imagination, but Ben Johnson overhauled a whole lot of stuff when it came to Caleb Williams in particular, and one of the things is his footwork. He really started from the ground up with him, And that's something Caleb Williams talked about, how he's been really focusing on these last couple weeks and into this game against Dallas. And, I mean, that's what you want to see when it comes to these timing routes and kind of getting the offense into a rhythm. That is crucial to getting the ball out when the receivers are hitting their mark and exactly on time, and then getting into that rhythm that Ben Johnson then feels comfortable calling the game from. Because when these guys are in the script in the very beginning of the game, yeah, it looks great. It really, you can see the vision. You can see what it's supposed to look like. It's when they get out of the script and when, you know, Caleb is creating in the backfield and he's not, for whatever reason, running the play as called. That's something that, you know, throws Ben Johnson off his groove too. So I'm really hoping to see kind of more of Caleb Williams playing within that structure, playing within the offense that Ben Johnson has for him, and hoping that they can get into some sort of rhythm.
It's Carmen Vitale, Fox Sports here, previewing the Bears. Is this defense going to be 30 points per game bad all year? What do you make of this? I guess they're battling injuries already.
Yeah, they are. That's kind of what's happened now, especially in that secondary where you didn't have Kyler Gordon this last game. You didn't have Jalen Johnson. Also, even in the middle, you didn't have TJ Edwards. Both Edwards and Gordon are week to week, so we don't know if we can expect them out there against Dallas. But really, I mean, when you have those injuries, especially to the second and third levels of the defense, you need to affect the quarterback with your front. And that's not something that the Bears have been able to do since that first half of the first game against the Minnesota Vikings, where they did get to J.J. McCarthy. What was encouraging about that is that all three of their sacks came on a four-man rush against J.J., and you want to be able to get home with four. Now, can you do it straight up with your defensive linemen across the, you know, on the line of scrimmage? I don't know. Do you want to maybe pull some different things, get some different people involved in the pass rush for Dennis Allen? I think that's probably the best bet, especially when you do have those injuries to the backfield. You just really need to get to Dak Prescott if you are the Chicago Bears defensive line. You're an expensive defense at that, so you have the guys, you have the horses, theoretically, that should be able to do that. I'm really looking for that interior pressure, though, from guys like Grady Jarrett or Javon Dexter, because that's the shortest path to the quarterback. That's the quickest way to affect Dak Prescott and maybe force him into some of those decisions he doesn't want to make.
So how big is the Eberflus return storyline in Chicago? I know we have talked about that a little bit here. He's not exactly the favorite after Russell Wilson throws for 450 yards here, Carm. And I don't know if he really left Chicago on very good terms either.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a total disaster in the way that Matt Eberflus left. It was the first time the franchise had ever fired a coach in season. They let him, you know, go out there and talk to reporters on the morning they fired him. It was just, it was not a good situation. The players had not been shy about telling us in the media that they were not happy with how they were being coached. So there's a little bit of that. I really don't know that it's going to be that much of a storyline, or at least that's what the guys said today. Now, do both of these sides want to kind of come in here and prove that they're doing better, or they're in a better situation than they were prior? I think there's an element to that. Don't forget, I mean, Ben Johnson is very familiar with Matt Eberflus's defense from his time in Detroit. So between that and Caleb Williams knowing Matt Eberflus and kind of knowing his tendencies, that does go both ways. Matt Eberflus also knows Caleb Williams and maybe knows how to get to him a little bit more. So I'm very interested to kind of see the chess match that goes on between these guys, because there's so much familiarity and context built up.
Hey, Carm, what's going on with DJ Moore? I mean, before, you know, coming from Carolina, then going to the Bears, it seemed like, man, this seems like a really great opportunity for him, but playing out of the slot, but a lot less targets for him.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of mouths to feed in that receiver room. They drafted Luther Burden. They drafted Roma Dunze along with Caleb Williams. And then you have the tight ends as well, who we know that Ben Johnson wants to get involved a little bit more in the receiving game. I do think Olamide Zaccheaus has kind of been the surprise, or like the pleasant surprise, I suppose, to that receiver room, where he has kind of made these plays for Caleb Williams on third down in crucial situations, like in gotta-have-it situations. It's kind of been OZ that's been the one to kind of pick up some of that. It's interesting because we've also seen DJ Moore kind of come out of the backfield a lot more than we saw him use previously. So I was just at practice today watching him take handoff from Caleb Williams with the rest of the running backs, and that's something that I think that Ben Johnson wants to get going, and we've seen Roma Dunze do it. Ben Johnson actually told us last week that, you know, everybody has to get their hands dirty in the run game because they don't have that feature back, that true three-down back that they want right now. So they're getting kind of creative with it. Now, does that mean less actual targets for DJ Moore? Yeah, it does, but it's a way to get him involved, and I think that Ben Johnson is acutely aware that he needs to.
Carmen, how about Caleb Williams, the long-term thing here? How's the leadership? Like, some of the videos that go viral on social made him look a little bit uncoachable over the offseason. Statistically, as a starter, I guess he looks like he's trending to be sufficient. What do you think of the next couple of years here with Caleb?
Yeah, I think that, you know, for all the stuff that's come out, you know, I don't know if you guys read the Ty Dunn article that came out where he talked to a bunch of people from Matt Eberflus's staff specifically about Caleb Williams and how he wasn't coachable, he wasn't putting in the work, this, that, the other. Now, do I think it's for a rookie to decide this? No, but I don't know that he had a whole lot of respect for that staff or just could see the train going off the tracks, and he kind of quit on it. Now, I don't think that's the case with Ben Johnson. All Ben Johnson gets up there and tells us is he's putting in the work. He's trying to be the leader that this team needs. He talks about knowing that he needs to be that leader and lead by example. And, you know, he has a really great kind of demeanor to him when he gets up to the podium. He's not too high or too low at any point. I really think that there is a respect level for Ben Johnson that maybe wasn't there with the previous regime, that hopefully kind of gets Caleb Williams to take it seriously, trust the process, and now that the Bears are especially going through some adversity here, starting the season 0-2, you know, you can't lose the locker room, and I don't see any hints that Ben Johnson has or that Caleb Williams has at all faltered in his trust of what Ben Johnson can do for him.
Are you going to pick the Bears to win this game?
No.
Terrific job, Carmen.
I'm praying people for them to go 0-4 before their bye week, and still, you know, I don't. The Lions started 1-6 in Ben Johnson's first year as offensive coordinator. They finished winning 8 of 10. This stuff kind of takes a long time, so I was fully expecting this to look pretty darn ugly, and I don't think that that's going to be different. Maybe I'll be surprised. Who knows? But the Cowboys, they have a lot of offensive firepower, and I expect them to be able to throw all over the field.
Hey, Carmen, I need you to keep pulling for the Tigers, by the way, okay?
Go Tigers.
Carmen Vitale, Fox Sports. Thank you.
Thank you.
There she goes, covering the Bears for Fox Sports, doing a heck of a job, and faithful to LSU as well.
She's faithful to LSU because she's engaged to David Hellman.
She's marrying into that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay.
She's marrying into this one is what she's doing. So
right,
yeah, it's funny when she gets on Twitter, she talks about LSU like the disdain that she has for play calling and stuff like that. So it's pretty funny actually.
Okay, we are live out here in Argyle at Fine Wine and Spirits here at Argyle Station, new retail development here, and they got all sorts of great stuff. And if you want to swing on by, all new Tolo customers get a $25 gift card just for buying something here at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. Guys, former Mavs assistant God Sham God on leaving Dallas, the quote, it was just getting spooky. He was on with the Come and Talk to Me podcast with Cameron and Mace, and says, where we come from, if you handle things the wrong way on the way out, things can get ugly, things can get dark. The people that survive are the people that handle things accordingly. We might not agree, but if you handle things accordingly, we can always come back and be friends. The thing about Dallas is that it was just getting spooky, said Sham God. And said, when the game was the biggest and the brightest, Luka was never a passenger. He was always a driver. For me, it's Jordan, Kobe, Luka when it comes to the it factor. So a massive philosophical disagreement. I don't think there's any doubt. You know, you have so many quality employees that have really defined who the Mavs are, like the trainer Casey Smith, the best trainer, Team USA trainer, did wonders with Tyson Chandler, helped get you a championship, God Sham God, a guy that's had a legendary impact on every damn ball handler that's come through this organization for the last two decades. And you're just like, you can go, you can go. The assistant, Sean Heath.
Sean Heath's the PA guy.
No, not Sean Sweeney.
Sean Sweeney.
Hell of an assistant. One of the best five defensive assistants in all of the NBA. He's going like Mr. Dumont or Mr. Dumas. What more do you need to see? I mean.
Well, and even now Mark Cuban's kind of selling Nico down the river with all the appearances he's making. Like, Nico didn't give a damn about my opinion.
Yeah.
He wasn't saying this right after the Luka trade. He was kind of trying to back him a little bit. Now that he's had some time away from it, he's not supporting him.
He brought this guy in.
He brought the guy in.
He sure did.
You know, and
you got to wear that one.
You let a fox in the hen house, and you get what's coming to you. I think Nico was, you know, highly respected at Nike. He was highly coveted because he understands power dynamics and he understands how to get things done and set standards, but it was just way too soon for him to be handed the reins for a professional basketball club. It's an embarrassment. You can only hope now that they have Cooper flagged that they can find a way to win in spite of him. Chuck, what are we doing next?
All right, let's do a little around the bases, shall we? Plus, we've got some new news in D.C. Feces Field might be no more. That's next in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.